From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel factions in Syria are expressing a number of reservations about the terms of a U.S.-Russian agreement that will usher in a ceasefire at sunset Monday. The Free Syrian Army groups wrote to the United States saying the cessation of hostilities would primarily benefit the government of President Bashar al-Assad. In an apparent bid to strengthen their positions before the fighting stops, government and rebel troops fought in several parts of Syria Sunday. Airstrikes on the city of Aleppo killed a number of civilians. The United States Sunday marked the 15th anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks. President Barack Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House Sunday and spoke at the Pentagon.
May God bless the memory of the loved ones here and across the country. They remain in our hearts today. May he watch over these faithful families and all who protect us. And may God forever bless the United States of America.
Victims killed in the attack on the World Trade Center were remembered in New York. The country's major presidential candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, paid their respects at Ground Zero. Hillary Clinton's doctor says the Democratic presidential candidate has been diagnosed with pneumonia but is recovering nicely. Clinton abruptly left the 9/11 ceremony because she was not feeling well. A video shows Clinton stumbling off a street curb, her knees buckling as aides helped her into a van. Dr. Lisa Bardock says the 68-year-old Clinton's unsteadiness was caused by being overheated and dehydrated. The doctor examined Clinton Friday for a prolonged cough and said she diagnosed pneumonia, which is a lung infection. This is VOA News. Police in France have thwarted a possible terrorist attack in Paris this weekend by arresting a 15-year-old boy suspected of planning an imminent violent action. The arrest of the teenager Saturday came 2 days after police moved in on what the Paris prosecutor said was a group of female commandos. Intelligence agents suspected the boy planned to carry out a knife attack in a public place, but officials refused to name the spot where that attack might have occurred. An exit poll in Croatia's parliamentary election on Sunday indicates that the left-leaning Social Democrats and their People's Coalition are in the lead, but there is not a clear winner. According to the poll, the People's Coalition will win 58 seats of the Croatian 151-seat parliament. The conservative Croatian Democratic Union is headed for about 57, and Bridge, or MOST, won about 11 seats. That was the sound Sunday as hundreds of thousands of Catalans marched in Barcelona and other Spanish cities. They're rallying for independence. Catalan police say as many as 800,000 marchers turned out, while the Spanish government says that turnout was about half of that number. Catalonia's pro-independence regional government has set the middle of next year as a target for independence from Spain, but has been unable so far to persuade the central government to approve a referendum on the issue. Leading proponents of Britain's leaving the European Union formed a new pressure group Sunday called Change Britain. The group aims to deliver the UK's referendum result in the most effective way. Opponents of Brexit had warned that leaving the bloc would lead to economic peril, but the country's economy appears to be pretty strong at this point. CIA Director John Brennan warned Sunday of Russia's sophisticated hacking capabilities. Brennan said Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that the U.S. must be on guard. When asked whether Russia is trying to manipulate the U.S. presidential election, Brennan wouldn't say, but he noted that the FBI is investigating the hacking of Democratic National Committee emails. Fighting between police and protesters erupted in southeastern Turkey after a government announcement that it had replaced 28 elected municipal and district mayors in several predominantly Kurdish towns. The Turkish Interior Ministry said Sunday the removal of officials was because of their suspected ties to what the government called terrorists. The most important day of the annual five-day Hajj was celebrated by nearly 2 million Muslims Sunday in Saudi Arabia. Muslims gathered beginning at sunrise Sunday on what is known as Mount Arafat, which is about 15 kilometers from the city of Mecca. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.